This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Britain will start issuing plastic money in 2016. Canada rolls out plastic $5 and $10 bills. It actually did it last November. We're talking money made of polymer instead of rags. Around two dozen countries have made the move from paper bills to plastic. But in the U.S., we take our time before messing with our money. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has more.
First stop, getting my hands on some plastic money.
So can I get a Canadian $5 bill and an Australian $5 bill?
Yes, let me get that for you. It's going to be $9.24 total for those together.
They are decidedly plastic, smooth, foreign. The man who passes over the bills is Russell White, a sales associate at Foreign Currency Express in L.A.
They're a little bit more slippery, so sometimes you get bills stuck together, so sometimes customers will end up giving you more than they thought they did because they all kind of stick together. A little bit harder to count, but they're good.
One rumored downside, he tells me.
I've heard stories that if you leave the plastic bills, the new Canadian, in the heat too long, they actually melt. So you can have your money go away in one day if it gets too hot.
Sounds like a challenge to me. I splay them on my dashboard, let them cook in the sun. 2 hours later, on an 85-degree day in L.A., the bills are fine. I figure I'll run them through another test. The washer dryer, still fine. I boil them, freeze them, crumple them. They bounce back.
Actually, lasts about 2.5 times longer than paper.
Manuel Pereira is with the Bank of Canada. He says these polymer bills are also good for stopping fakes. There are plastic windows, a frosted maple leaf with a transparent outline.
It makes it more difficult to counterfeit, but also easy to use. And that's key to ensure that people can easily check for counterfeit.
You're not going to see George Washington on a plastic bill here in the U.S. anytime soon. According to the Federal Reserve, the current paper blend is very secure. But they say they're always looking at options, evaluating and reevaluating to stay a step ahead of counterfeiters. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.